Random House Audio presents The Waterworks by E.L. Doctorow. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Chapter 1. People wouldn't take what Martin Pemberton said as literal truth. He was much too melodramatic or too tormented to speak plainly. Women were attracted to him for this. They imagined him as something of a poet, though he was, if anything, a critic of his life and times. So when he went around muttering that his father was still alive, those of us who heard him and remembered his father felt he was speaking of the persistence of evil in general. In those days, the Telegram relied heavily on freelances. I always had my eye out for a good freelance, and I kept a clutch of them on call. Martin Pemberton was the best of the lot, though I would never tell him that. I treated him as I treated them all. I was derisive because it was expected of me. I was funny so that I could be quoted in the saloons. And I was reasonably fair because that is the way I am. But I was also interested in the language and wanted all of them to write it for my approval, which, if it came at all, came barbed. Of course, none of this was particularly effective with Martin Pemberton. He was a moody, distracted young fellow, and it was clear his own mind was more company to him than people were. He had light gray eyes which spasmodically widened from the slightest stimulus. His eyebrows would arch and then contract to a frown, and he would seem for a moment to be looking not at the world but into it. He suffered an intensity of awareness, seeming to live at